When one talked about survival, the first thing that came into the minds of the people was surviving in the forest, surviving in a mountainous region, or surviving in some sort of a thing. But what most didn't expect was that survival, in truth, meant the ability for one to live in such situations that no one else could ever consider or hope of living. Survival, in a nutshell, meant that someone lived in a place without the natural resources that one would find in a comfortable house or a comfortable home. That is what it meant to survive. And that is what the young boy by the name of Jason Smith did. Jason was merely 16 years old, and he didn't think of himself as anyone special. He was just a simple boy with some simple friends living in a simple house without a simple care in the world about how things happened if they didn't concern him. Sure, he'd cry with everyone when someone inside of his family died, and he'd laugh with everyone when there was a time to laugh. But he would not shed a single tear or give a single glance if someone suddenly jumped up and screamed that there was an outbreak of dancing monkeys in some random city, for it most certainly didn't concern him at all. But when things went down a certain way, and when things didn't go his way, there was nothing he could do except for pray. Pray that there was someone or something that would perhaps save him. "Please, give me strength," he thought to himself as he took deep breaths. "Please, give me strength. Please, give me strength." And the reason why he was doing such a thing was because he was currently tied over on the chair, alone, inside of a dark room with nowhere to go. He didn't know what he had to do, but he knew that if he didn't have the strength, then no one could save him. And he'd definitely be alone in this world of complete and utter pain and agony. Yes, that was the case. He just couldn't do things all by himself. His hands and legs were bound by some dirty rag that he couldn't believe was still in use. He could smell the dirty and disgusting pieces of filth still inside of the rags, and he could still smell whatever it was previously used for. He knew for a fact that if the rag was used against his mouth and his nose, he would pass out. But they were at least merciful enough to leave his face uncovered, yet put a simple ball gag inside of his mouth. He knew that he was in a rock and a hard place, and if he didn't do something, he was, for sure, going to die. But first, he needed to know where he was, why he was kidnapped, and who in their right minds would kidnap someone as destructive and as useless as him. Right. There was utterly no one that would give a care about him. No one. And that was what was making him cry out in utter pain and agony. And in that moment of weakness, he realized something. He realized the words of his grandfather, his dear old grandfather who always told him everything he needed to know, his dear old grandfather who always wanted him to be strong. Jason knew that his grandfather was dead, and he was not going to be able to see him succeed anymore, but he had left behind a very, very important lesson.
"Never be dependent on someone, my grandson. Never."
That was his lesson. His grandfather always wanted him to be an independent man and grow up to be, perhaps, the greatest of all the men that were out there. That was the only way that he could be great. The only way that he could be perfect.
"And always remain strong. Because if you aren't strong, then no one will be strong for you."
Those were his words. And to this date, those were the words that Jason had followed. He was a simple boy, but he was a simple, independent boy. He didn't need his mother to sing him to sleep at night. He didn't need lights to sleep at night, and he for sure didn't need anyone beside him, giving him the support that anyone else would need to live on and to survive, for that is how he had grown up to be strong and powerful. "All right, Jason, calm down. No God is going to listen to you if you cry out here like this. No God..." Jason thought to himself as he slowly calmed down and controlled his breathing. He didn't want to be cooped up here like this, and he didn't want to stay here just because he couldn't do something to get out.